All right, welcome back. Gorgeous Monday morning in Flagstaff. It's time now for our Community Cafe, brought to you by the City of Flagstaff. And I know the Community Cafe is normally these days in the 8 o'clock hour, but we still have some stuff scheduled in the 7 o'clock hour. So we might be a little bit all over the place for the next several weeks still as we move that schedule into the 8 o'clock hour. We're joined today from our good friends over at Theatricos Theater Company, Julie Esposito and Mark Hansen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. You know, Mark, since you haven't been here before, let me start with you. How did you come to Theatricos? Like, where are you from? What do you do? Is this your lifelong passion? You know, what's going on?
Most definitely. I'm from the Valley down in Phoenix, and I came to Theatricos maybe back in 2018. I found a Facebook post online. They were looking for an amateur actor, and I acted a little bit in high school, and I went, auditioned, and got a role, and the rest is history. I've been there ever since.
How does that process work? So you look at a Facebook ad, mm-hmm. and you get an audition. So what are some of the things that they're expecting you to do at one of these auditions? Take me into that moment, if you don't mind.
Most definitely. They'll give you a high-level overview of the show. They'll go ahead and give you a cold reading, which is just the script and a prompt. And you'll just do some cold reading with some fellow people who are auditioning. And they'll try to see what roles best suit you.
Okay, so it's like an improv. Like, you have no idea what's coming, right?
Yes, exactly. Unless you've read the show, it is exactly an improv.
Nice. Okay, Monica, write that down, because next time we have somebody in, we'll have some improv stuff.
Got it.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed that opportunity this time. That would have been so fun for me. Maybe not for you, but it would have been so fun for me. All right, so Julie, you've been here before.
I have.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. So you're going to be playing Zuzu.
Correct.
In the play.
Yes.
I wrote it down phonetically like Zuzu, but I know that that's really not, mm-hmm. has nothing to do with an actual zoo. So tell me about your character.
So Dance Nation is about a group of individuals that in their former life or in their younger life were in a competitive dance group. So there's six girls and Luke, which is played by Mark. My character is Zuzu. And Zuzu is, she's great at dance, but she is the individual that kind of comes in second place all the time. She's not necessarily the star, but she tries her hardest. She really wants to succeed. And she has a wonderful, wonderful journey through this show.
I got a question for you, because you said that in their former lives, they were dancers.
Correct.
So what are they in their current life?
So we each play ourselves in present day. So our cast ranges from people in their 20s all the way through to their 70s.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So there's moments throughout the play where we reflect on this time in our adolescence where we were involved in this competitive dance troupe.
Oh, okay. Hmm. I don't mean to keep interrupting. So you get to reflect back on your adolescence. So how fun would that be? So mm-hmm. so were you able to, like, during this process, especially as you're preparing for this role and knowing what it's going to be, did you find a adolescent moment that you could connect to, so that when you actually got on stage, just like it's real? Because if I'm there, I need it to feel real to me. Okay, so I need to know that you're connecting with a particular adolescent moment that actually was real for you, that happened, and now I need to hear about that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I have been in theater since I was probably 5 years old.
Yeah.
Have taken tap, jazz, and ballet since probably 6. And you will see our costumes in the show is the pink tights and the black ballet leotard, which is emblematic of so many, you know, dance classes growing up, and with the ballet bar. And it's very reminiscent of my childhood, where it's competitive. You really have to tackle, you know, your own insecurities, and it tackles your self-esteem and confidence and courage. And we bring that all to the table on stage. So a lot of my childhood and being in theater is absolutely represented within the show.
Did that bring back, like, any, I don't know, maybe dark or, you know, somber, sad moment for you?
yeah, to be honest, it can be a little vicious, you know, like going to auditions and going toe-to-toe against sometimes your best friends, vying for that role or that lead, if you will. And yeah, there's been many times where I didn't get cast as the lead. And there's been many times where, you know, my best friend was. Yeah. And what does that look like? And so Zuzu has her friend Amina, and it's, you know, she's the star. She is the star, and Zuzu is always in her shadow.
So I'm picturing like Dance Moms, but like all grown up.
There you go. That's it. Dance Moms.
Sounds good.
Yep. All right. So are they still friends? Are these still your friends?
Yes. Okay. Right, yes. At the end of the day,
when it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done.
The name of the show is Dance Nation and opens this coming Friday, May 19th. And it's part of the studio series stage production of Five Lesbians Eating Quiche. That opens on June 9th. Talk about that later. All right, Mark, let's get back to you. All right, so you play Luke, right? Tell me about Luke.
So Luke is just a very anxious 13-year-old boy who just struggles finding his voice and is just participating in a dance troupe full of girls, and actually is referred to himself as a girl. So he has a very, unique time just discovering himself and how he fits within this cast and his relationship with the dance instructor. It's a very interesting role to play.
So, I mean, forgive me for this. Yeah. So you play a 13-year-old in the play. You're like only 14 now, right?
28 never looks so good.
Right. That's actually really good. I love that about theater. So we have a 28-year-old playing a 13-year-old. How fun is that?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been very cathartic, just because I can find a lot of myself in my role as Luke. So it's actually really nice to be able to work through things from like my own past, just in a very therapeutic way. Through my role as Luke.
How often does that happen for you as an actor, you know, to where you work through, and I love what you said, you get an opportunity to work through some past whatever, issues, challenges, whatever labels we put on, yeah, which really don't matter, but you get to through the characters that you play to work through those.
I think that theater is so much fun, and it pulls such a diverse group of individuals. It's just a collective group of weirdos that just get to go and express themselves and work through things and just be creatively the most authentic selves. And it's just a wonderful experience to get to be a part of.
You know, I think there's some layers in what you said, okay? And I want to approach it from this angle. We're all weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we don't realize it. We think that there's something wrong with everybody else and we're fine,
mm-hmm,
okay? And so in this theatrical environment, you get to be weird and express yourself in a world full of other weird people. And yet here we are outside of that world, weird people, mm-hmm, among other weird people. See?
Thanks.
And somehow we think that we're more normal than you.
It's just nice to have that safe space, and I think that our director Nicole has done a beautiful job doing that for us through our character development and just as a cast as a whole and the camaraderie that we've gotten. It's just, yeah.
Very, very cool. All right, the show is Dance Nation. It opens this coming Friday, May 19th. All right, we've only got about a minute left. Give me without a spoiler alert, give me like the signature thing. So if I come to this show on May 19th, because, you know, whenever you turn up at a show, like you're waiting for this something to happen, and then you hope that something actually does happen. What am I waiting for? What am I sitting there at the edge of my seat waiting for?
You are waiting for a spectacular show filled with beautiful lights. Our soundtrack, the musical composition of the show is breathtaking. And hopefully you will sit in the car on your way home and you will really be able to talk about issues facing young people today.
Very good. And we absolutely need to be able to talk. You know what I would like? I would like for young people to be more willing to talk about those issues with, mm-hmm, us, even knowing that, you know, we're messed up. You know, we may not accept the individuality. We may not accept the weirdness, but we got to talk about it anyway. Okay.
Bring your Kleenex.
Oh, really? It's going to be all that.
Oh, yeah.
going to cry.
Yep. It's very powerful.
See me cry. She's going to cry. I'm not crying.
Anyway, we can get him to cry.
Always a pleasure. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
See, that's one of the stigmas that we got to overcome, right? Dudes, you know, tough dudes. we don't cry, okay? Not going to let anybody see me cry. Anyway, thank you, Julie. Always
thank
a pleasure.
You.
Appreciate yes. it, Chris. Thank you so much. We're going to step aside. ABC News is next. This is The Legend, 93.5 AM 930.